Hi, welcome back to Storytime with Tula Jane and Martha in the Wild. Today we will be reading The True Story of Nick the Fire Dog by Timothy Dexter Jr. And this is a very special birthday dedication to our new friend, Vito. Happy 5th birthday, Vito.
Yes, happy 5th birthday, Vito. Are you ready?
Get cozy.
There once lived a puppy named Nick, whose owner could not take care of him. One day, the owner left him tied to a fire hydrant, hoping someone would find him and take care of him. Nick was scared, hungry, and cold. He thought, "This is the worst day of my life." Luckily for Nick, there was a firehouse just down the street. That day, some firefighters saw Nick there and knew something was wrong. The firefighters went up to Nick, and he was very friendly to the firefighters. So they decided to take him back to the firehouse with them. At the firehouse, the firefighters fed Nick some food and gave him a warm bath. Nick was very excited to be with all the firefighters, playing and running around the firehouse. The firefighters loved Nick so much they asked the chief if they could keep him. The chief thought to himself, "Nick is a good boy," so he said okay, and the firehouse became Nick's forever home. Sometimes when the bell rings for a call, Nick will run over to the fire truck and stand near the door until someone picks him up and puts him in the fire truck. Nick loves riding to calls with lights and sirens. Now that Nick is riding on the fire trucks, the firefighters decided that he needed a fire coat just like them. So they made one especially for him. He loves his fire coat because it makes him look just like the rest of his family of firefighters. Nick loves to play with kids, so sometimes the firefighters bring him to the schools to help teach fire safety. He helps to teach them to check their smoke detectors every month, to sleep with their bedroom door closed at night, and to have a plan to get out of the house in case of a fire, just like the fire drills in school. Now, when Nick thinks back to the worst day of his life, he realizes that it ended up being the best thing that ever happened to him. The end. Thank you so much for requesting this book. We hope you loved it, and we hope you have a very wonderful birthday, Vito. If you have a special book that you would like to request, or a special person that you would like to make a birthday dedication for, please log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com. Until next time,
stay cozy!